Israeli minister, I think Biden backs us in his heart, but he has been emboldening Hamas. By Ian Hanchett on March 26, 2024. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom, Ron Dermer said he hopes that the United States will continue to stand by our side. And he believes President Joe Biden backs Israel in his heart, but the administration has recently sent a message emboldening Hamas. Dermer stated, "Relevant remarks begin around 2:05. I was supposed to be in the United States today in Washington to discuss the proposals that the U.S. administration has. They were going to suggest to us ways where we don't have to do it with a major military operation. Now, I don't see that it's possible to do it. Of course, we were open to listening to them. But the mistake was that, yesterday, when they decided not to veto that resolution, they sent a terrible message to Hamas that you can get a ceasefire without giving up the hostages, without making a hostage deal, and I think the combination of that message that was sent to the UN Security Council and Israel going to discuss how we're not going to do a major military operation in Rafah would have sent the exact wrong message to Hamas. That's why the Prime Minister made the right decision to not send a delegation. And I hope we can put the U.S.-Israel relationship back on track. Because, for over five months, the U.S. has backed Israel and we're going to win this war. And I think it's important to win it with the United States." Co-host Bill Hemmer then asked, "President Biden has had your back almost for his entire political career. Do you believe he still does today?" Dermer answered, "I think in his heart he does. And I appreciate, very much, when this war started, he came out of the gate with a very clear statement that made a difference between right and wrong, good and evil. He called Hamas worse than ISIS. He said they were sheer evil. And Hamas hasn't changed. And you can't leave part of sheer evil in place. You've got to finish the job, and I hope, as we move forward to victory, that the United States will continue to stand by our side, because, Bill, we have no choice. We are not going to allow this army of terrorism, this army of terror, Hamas, to survive in Gaza." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.